you want to go and pick up some grass and throw it in the air just to see which way the wind is going? How is it? No wind. No wind is perfect for having a fire in the garden because then it doesn't bother anybody. So why do you think did we clear all the dry leaves away from the closest to the fire?
So one of them catch fire?
That's right. If you are making a fire in the wild, okay, we're in the back garden, it's a lot safer because we've got a little wall around the fire pit, but if you're making a fire in the wild, clear a space. Sometimes that's dig out a bit of turf, which you can then put back to leave the area invisible. Or sometimes it's just clean all of the sticks and the twigs away. If there's rocks around, I like to build a little rock wall. Why is that good?
Because rock isn't flammable.
Yeah, rock isn't flammable, but it also can reflect the heat. If you build a higher rock wall on the furthest point away from you, with the fire in the middle, it will bounce the heat back at you and keep you toasty warm. So we're using a lighter and some paper, and then everything on top of that is hopefully really dry. It won't light if it's wet, will it?
No.
And what do we need to consider when we are starting a fire?
We need to be really careful.
Yeah, why?
Because you don't want to get burnt.
You don't want to get burnt. You don't want to set fire to the surrounding areas, as we've just talked about. We've also got to think about small kindling and then have some slightly bigger stuff by the side, and then even bigger stuff should you want the fire to go a little bit longer through the night. So we've got to make sure there's an airspace underneath, and we've done that by lifting up the wood a little bit. So do you want to have a go at lighting it? Now, the wind picked up the moment you lit that, so how are you gonna fight that?
I wait until the wind has gone.
You can do that, or you can light the kindling in a sheltered space. So right under there, underneath. There you go. Okay, let's see if that takes. Now, when is the right time to light a fire?
Midday, something like that.
Well, no, you can light a fire whenever you want, if you need one. It might be you want to cook. It might be that, as with us, we just want to have a lunch around the fire. And we're also burning a little bit of garden rubbish with leaves. But when it's safe to do so, and when you've got permission.
Yeah.
When it's your own land, or you've got permission of the landowner. Now the wind has picked up, so let's move to the other side. It looks like it's going to go. If you wait a moment, let me show you how to. Slowly and steadily, so the embers pick up without blowing too hard. Here we go. Now look at those flames. I think that's good enough. We shouldn't really leave it unattended, should we?
Mm-mm.
What might happen?
It might go nuts, like really big. Or it might catch fire to the trees above, because they're not that far away.
Yeah, we've only got about 8-9 feet between the fire and the trees. So they are going to be a little bit affected by the heat, but we're only having a small fire, so that shouldn't be a problem. And it's eucalyptus, mostly, that we're burning, so it's going to have a nice smell.
I can already smell it.
You can already smell it?
Yeah.
How old do you have to be to light a fire?
8 or 9.
Well, I know that that's how old you are now, but I think you've got to be 16 without any grown-ups present.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That's when you're, I think, deemed to be mature enough to maybe go camping on your own and light a fire. So, only with grown-ups, yeah?
Okay.
What other ways can you light a fire apart from with a lighter?
You can rub sticks together, creating friction. With a match.
Yeah.
You get flint and steel. You bang them together, create sparks and fire.
Yeah. There's also a little spark fire lighters that you can get for camping as well, which is a little bit like flint and steel, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about a battery? You can use the foil off a chewing gum wrapper and then attach that to two ends of a battery, and it creates a small flame because you've got metal and paper all in one place. I'd have to show you how to do that.
Okay.
Only for emergencies though, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Can I trust you?
Yeah.
When I was at school once, a boy set a small fire in a farmer's barn, and it burnt not only all of his haystack, but it also destroyed a £500,000 combine harvester. Can you imagine he wasn't that popular?
Hmm.
Yeah. So, well, you always have to be dead careful on where and when we light a fire. But it's an important skill to have, would you agree?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get a bucket of water just in case.
You're getting a bucket of water just in case. Good thinking. I forgot that bit.